One of the great jazz big bands in the 1920s was led by pianist Fletcher Henderson. It was the first band Louis Armstrong played with in New York, and the one in which Coleman Hawkins emerged as jazz's first great tenor saxophonist. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new CD collection of music by Fletcher Henderson, including this recording, Henderson's 1936 hit Christopher Columbus.
The 3-CD box, The Fletcher Henderson Story, A Study in Frustration, is a reissue of a 4-LP set Columbia Records issued back during the Kennedy administration. For many years, that box was the introduction to Henderson's music. But eventually, it went out of print, and it wasn't issued on CD till now. That's a little like letting Hemingway's short stories go out of print for decades. As even casual jazz fans should know, Henderson's band did a lot to popularize the basic strategy for big band jazz writing, with brass and reeds deployed in opposing sections. Now, separating brass and reeds had already been an established custom in dance bands, but Henderson's sections really egged each other on rhythmically, like the individual horns in a Dixieland group. This is the end of Tozo from 1927, arranged by Don Redman. That's Fletcher Henderson on piano. Some folks insist jazz has to swing all the time, as if the music aspired to no more than foot-tapping status. But jazz had been around for more than 2 decades before swinging rhythm became remotely common. Trumpeter Louis Armstrong introduced swing to Henderson's band when he joined up for a year starting in 1924. The rhythm section was pretty stiff then, but that didn't bother Armstrong. You can hear that for yourself on Everybody Loves My Baby. Armstrong's brief tenure aside, Henderson's greatest soloist was tenor sax pioneer and occasional composer Coleman Hawkins. His tune Queer Notions, arranged by Fletcher's brother Horace Henderson, made use of dissonant chords built on whole tone scales, pretty wacky stuff for jazz back then. This is the sound of the avant-garde, 1933. Later in the 1930s, America heard Fletcher Henderson's music secondhand when Benny Goodman hired him as a staff arranger. Oddly enough, the next big band leader to champion Henderson was the futuristic pianist Sun Ra, who'd worked with Henderson briefly in the 1940s. 30 years after that, Sun Ra began playing a handful of Henderson classics, Queer Notions included. Now, anyone Benny Goodman and Sun Ra both admire must be worthy of your attention. If you want to be culturally literate, you have to know about Fletcher Henderson.
Kevin Whitehead writes for CD Review, Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice.